You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. Interesting day. I mean, after the turmoil of last week, mostly to the upside turmoil, everyone seems to be saying, well, what do we do next? I mean, do we start buying because the low has been put in? Listen to that, by the way, that analysis from David Shapiro from Sasserin Securities on the feature Shapiro World, which is also on, of course, strictlybusinesspodcast.com. But anyway, see what you make of these numbers. The dollar rand, 17.27, the British pound against the rand, 20.29, and the euro rand is 17.84, with the euro dollar, 103.30. British pound against the US dollar, the cable, 117.50. It continues to power on, especially with the prospect of an austere November midterm budget policy statement, as they would say in South Africa, but in England we call it the November statement. Gold is $17.71, which is up $5 an ounce. Platinum is down $20 an ounce to $10.27. And palladium, I'm going to call it unchanged, at $2,023 an ounce. The US 10-year Treasury bond yield is 3.87%. The South African 10-year bond yield closed at 10.20. The Bitcoin price, 16,593, which is nice and quiet, down a quarter of a percent. Let's have a look now at some of the closing prices on the JSE when it comes to individual stocks. Okay, on the upside, we've got ShopRite. Really, really good trading update today, quarterly update. ShopRite up 7.8%. I think cementing itself as the stock market participant's favourite retailer. Thungela up 4.6%. South32 up just over 4%. Montauk Renewables up 3.3%. And PSG Consult weighing in with a 3.2% gain. On the downside, yeah, not a good day for telecommunications companies. Vodacom, 6.25% weaker, and Telkom down 6%. Both of those companies came out with results or announcements, and nobody liked it. Omnia down 5.75%, Bytes Technology down 5.33%, and Life Healthcare, just a late contender at the end, down 5.1%. So a very, very mixed picture when it comes to individual stock performances, company performances. Let's have a look now at the major indices. How did they close on this mixed day? Well, it's red across the board apart from the financials. Let's start with resources, down 0.75%. Industrial shares down 0.25%. And financials just creeping into the green. The top 40 index closed at 66,289, down 0.25%. And also down 0.25% was the all-share overall index, 72,822. When it comes to Wall Street, what have we got here after a really, really volatile week last week? The S&P has poked its nose above 4,000 again, by half a point. 4,000.50, which is barely changed. So, people just wondering, what do you do after last week's volatility? That was the 5 o'clock shadow. I'll be back tomorrow morning with the opening. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.